Hey everybody, welcome to the Quitting Weed Pod. It's a Wednesday morning and I'm on day 26. And today's pod is going to be about saving lots of money. But before I get into that, just a little some admin stuff. I did take another take-home drug test. And again, sorry to repeat myself, but I don't need to take the drug test for work or for any like event or anything. I'm just doing it for science and curious to see how long weed THC is going to stay in my system. And I still tested positive, so it's still in my system. 26 days and it hasn't gone away. So that's just a little update. I'm hoping by maybe day 30 it'll be out. So, but we'll see. So. Yeah, I am saving a lot of money. The best thing about quitting weed is the money you save. I didn't even realize how much money I was spending until I wrote it down. I had an idea, but I purposely didn't track because I didn't want the stress. I mean, I would have spent it on weed anyhow. But now that I've quit 26 days so far, I was surprised that my checking account doesn't deplete as much. I have a lot more left than I used to. At the end of every month or at the end of every week. And it's not just saving money on weed. It's also the smoking paraphernalia that's needed, like the pipe, a grinder. A grinder's not necessary, but I like to have a grinder and a lighter. And I'm not going to even count the money that I was saving, you know, when I was trying to quit. So where I would just throw away my pipe and my lighter right after I smoke, thinking like, hey, I'm going to quit tomorrow, and then end up buying the lighter and pipe and grinder. So that adds more to that cost. So I'm not even counting that. But I'm also saving money in all the junk food takeout that I would do when I get high. And more often than not, I would order delivery. And this even adds more to the cost because of the delivery fee and the tipping. And, you know, I like to tip. I think it's good to tip. People work hard. So, and we're in a pandemic and just recovering from the pandemic. So I know a lot of people are hurting, so tipping is good. So let me break down the cost. So I would get a pipe, and you know, pipes come in variety of sizes and cost, and depending where you get them. So I would usually get the $15 pipe. I mean, sure, I can get the $5 pipe or even the $10 pipe. I found them a little too small in length. So, you know, I was worried, like, if I light it, I'm going to burn my nose off. So I get the $15 pipe and then I would get a grinder, and that would also be about $15. I would get the metal one because the plastic ones, they're not very good. And then I would get the lighter, and that would be like $3. So, you know, and the lighter I would get, you know, the lighter would run out of fluid. So you have to get one, let's say I get one every month. So, and then the grinder, you know, that can last forever. So let's say you just buy that and you have it. And for the pipe could last forever too if you clean it. But if you smoke a lot like I do, it can get kind of hard to clean. And if you're not on top of getting it clean, you just go get a new pipe. So, you know, I would get that pipe, let's say I would get that 4 times a year. So every 3 months I would get a new pipe. So let's say at $15 a pipe. And so it's 15, and then if I get it 4 times a year, that's $60. And then if I get the grinder just once, that's $15. And then I get a lighter every month at $3 a lighter, that's $36. So, and then the weed. So I like the good stuff. I don't smoke the bad stuff. So that's just how I like it. And when you get, when you smoke as much as I did, you know, the good stuff is what's needed. So let's say $50 an eighth, and I would polish an eighth off in 1 week, sometimes even more. I would even, but let's say 1 week. So that's $200 a month, and that's $2,400 a year. And then the Visine, not everybody's got to get the Visine, but you know, I was keeping my smoking a secret, and I didn't want to walk into work or to a social place or anywhere with my eyes just blaring red. So, you know, Visine would cost about $5 and that would last a month. So that's $60 a year. And then the real big one was the takeout. So $12. I mean, sometimes I'd spend more, sometimes a little bit less. But I figured $12 about average. And I would do that every day. That just is, because I would smoke every day. Now we get takeout every day. 30 times a month, $360 a month. That comes out to $4,320 a year. So I calculate this out. If you take the pipe, the grinder, the lighter, the weed, the Visine, the takeout, and the weed and the takeout being the, you know, the most expensive stuff, that comes out to $600 a month. And that total cost a year is $6,900 a year. It's just a little under $7,000. That is rent or mortgage money. You can buy a nice vacation with that, an experience you will remember for the rest of your life. Smoking weed and eating crappy takeout food is not an experience I want to remember. Especially for me as a longtime smoker, the high gets less memorable. The high and the fun are only temporary, and I would feel bad about it afterwards. So saving money is really nice, and I can spend the money on necessities or spend on experiences or just save it. And I still get to enjoy life even when I'm not high. So that's pretty cool. So that's all I have today, day 26. And I will see you guys in a couple of days. That will be day 28. And this pod is just under 7 minutes. So it's getting a little bit shorter every time, but I like it. Keep it short. I mean, this is just an update. So no reason to have a long pod for that. So, all right, everybody. I will see you guys in a couple of days. Thanks.